I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. One of Scotland's wildest and remotest islands is on our GeoQuiz radar today. The island has a new ferry service. It's the first direct link to the mainland in more than 30 years. Deborah Bryce is a local development officer on the island. So, Deborah, tell us, where are you?
We are situated off the west coast of Scotland. It's one of the Inner Hebrides, one of the smaller Inner Hebrides in terms of population, not in terms of land mass. Our main town is Craighouse, and the ferry link to the mainland Scotland goes into a place called Tavialich on the west coast of Scotland.
And the name of the isle?
The Isle of Jura.
The Isle of Jura, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. So,
with a J.
With a J.
With
Jura.
A J.
So who's actually using the ferry right now?
Everyone from holidaymakers to business people, residents. At one point we had a 92-year-old woman on the boat and at the same time a 9-week-old baby. And we've got folk using it with bikes, dogs are coming on it. It's getting well used by lots of different people.
For the 24 or so visitors who may be coming via this new ferry to Jura, what's in store for them? I mean, the town, the main town, as you said, Craighouse, is a pretty small town.
It is a small town. We have one shop, one hotel, one petrol pump, one school, and most importantly, one distillery.
Distillery so, of what, just in case people don't know?
It's a distillery of single malt.
And how is the single malt on the Isle of Jura? I understand it's fairly well respected.
It's quite well known. They've been distilling since 1810, this distillery. I think what's so unique about the Jura malt is that it uses, obviously, our local water supply, which runs down from the hills. It's very peaty, but at the same time, it's a very distinctive taste.
Tomorrow is a big day on the Isle of Jura. It's a seafood extravaganza, the annual seafood festival there. It sounds like there's some great scallops there and langoustines. What else will people like me, thousands of miles away in Boston, be missing?
Well, you'll be missing very tasty Scottish lobster. We have mackerel in abundance here. There'll be scallops, oysters, and what's favoured is Scotland's best-kept seafood secret is the squat lobster.
Squat
very,
lobster?
Very small lobster. Yes, it's squat, as in sit down a little bit.
Right.
And its body, in terms of how much you can eat, is only about an inch. That's how much you're getting out of it once you take the shell off, but it's absolutely delicious.
Mm.
And it's very good in soup and things. So we'll be having everything tomorrow. There'll be lobster, langoustine, squat lobsters. It's all caught less than 2 miles off our shores in Jura. So you can't really get any more local than that. It's great.
Deborah Bryce is a local development officer on the Isle of Jura in the Scottish Inner Hebrides, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any of you guys out there ever want to visit, you'll be more than welcome.